With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Mm. Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes. And no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
Mm-hmm. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-Al.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a v-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week!
This is Idiot of the Week. Every week we come here live on Facebook for those of you who are watching. Thank mm-hmm. you. It's at 1 p.m. PST yes. on Tuesdays.
Yes, yes, yes. And we want to remind you to go to sexyliberal.com, pick up the pay-per-view show. It was fantastic. If you haven't seen it.
The Sexy Liberal Survivors Tour. You can get it anytime and watch it for up to a year as many times as you want.
That's right. And check out all the other fantastic podcasts at the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. And while you're on the internet, go to Patreon and become a subscriber and supporter of this podcast. We thank you who have.
Because you are our support.
Yes.
Quite literally.
Yes, you are. All of it. We
so
thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, thank you, thank you. And for that, you get 3 micro idiots a week.
That's our thank you to you for being a Patreon subscriber. And mm-hmm. the thing about, if you don't know, the thing about, and Laura can attest to this, our wonderful producer, Laura.
Yes.
That micro idiot, you learn a lot about not just the idiot, but about us.
About us.
Frangela, and about the world and about how everybody should behave.
That's right.
It's very, it's like that Tao kind of thing.
Yes.
It's very instructional. And it's and also very, very informative. Like the idiot, the micro idiot today, Laura put on, it, there's always this bump at the end of mm-hmm. music or sound that's hysterical.
Yeah.
But this week, she's got information,
yeah.
which is, it's brilliant, and you have to check it out.
Check it out, okay? So you become a Frangela Patreon. And then you can also get a specialized video from us on Cameo, your birthday.
A thank you, a pep talk.
Happy anniversary.
Tell your children to go to sleep. Tell your boss why you're late.
All that. All that. And you can always catch us on the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday morning for the...
Black Power Hour.
What happens?
That is where Stephanie Miller transmogrifies into Stephanie Mills.
Wow. Should we get going?
Yes, we should. This first idiot is brought to us by the Admiral Robert M.
Yes, thank you.
He's an admiral. He's like an admiral major, 4-star. He's on the Joint Chiefs
yes.
of Frangelatopia in the Army of the Anti-Dome.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Couple's violent video of attack over mask in Oregon cookie shop lands them in jail. Let me stop.
Okay.
Okay? Cookie shop.
Not anger shop.
No, that's not what they were selling.
Not protest shop.
No, that's not what they were selling.
Not crazy stupid shop.
Mm-mm.
What were they selling?
Cookies.
Cookies.
Cookies. And let me tell
cookies
you something.
Cookies ain't never hurt nobody.
You know where I'm going.
I hope I
you
do.
Know where the
I think
fuck
I
I'm
do.
Going.
I do.
Cookies ain't never hurt nobody.
Nope. There's
American. All they do is bring joy with jimmies and sprinkles and, mm-hmm. and chocolate dips mm-hmm. and glazes.
Mm-hmm. And oatmeal and nuts and raisins. Whatever you want up so in the cookie, you can put in a cookie. You can make a cookie out of protein. Cookies, you make whatever kind of cookie you want to make. It's actually the freedom food, if you think
it
about it.
It is the freedom food. It is, you know, instead of French fries.
It should be freedom cookies.
It should be freedom cookies.
That's right.
That's an old-ass reference.
It is.
It is old.
But it doesn't get smarter with time.
No, it doesn't.
But the point is, Never should there be a unhappy, violent, criminal, police-involving story that all that starts with cookie shop. Never.
You're an idiot.
How you fuck up a cookie shop? It's like fucking up a sunny day.
Who raised
Oh, also, this was also sent to us by Gene.
Oh, thank you, Gene.
Gene okay. M.
A violent video of a confrontation of an Oregon cookie shop over face mask rules sent two protesters, and also I quibble with the word protester.
As did the Admiral. The Admiral wrote in his email that he accompanied the submission, also calling bullshit on Don Sweeney, the author of the article. These assholes aren't anti-mask protesters. Protesters don't assault people.
No!
What they are is bullies and rioters. You know, that their whole white snowflake asses kept accusing the BLM protesters of. Exactly. Stop legitimizing this bullshit.
Please!
I don't know why they can't
protester.
Call, while we're on the subject, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, why we can't call them racist, nationalist, ethnocentric, wanting an ethnostate, gangs.
Mm, yes.
Because that's what they are. Gangs.
Let me tell you something. If you wear the same khakis and polo, you're in a gang. Those your gang colors.
Running together to do illegalities? That's called a gang.
I don't care if you bought the shit from Land's End.
Thank
you. You're still
Thank
in a gang.
You. Where you think that Crips and the Bloods get the kerchiefs from?
Thank you.
The gang store?
The
gang store? It's just bullshit. So thank you, Admiral. We agree. Don't call them that. Call them what they are. They're two fucking idiots. Criminals. They go into a cookie shop.
Into a cookie shop.
A hallowed, sacred place. Okay, that only brings joy. They go in, I'ma cry. Is what's gonna happen. You're gonna see me break down. They walk into that cookie shop.
They walk into the hallowed cookie shop.
Ricky Collin, 34, and Amy Hall, the terrorist,
45.
Entered the crumb together.
The crumb together. Crumb together. It was
That's
called
beautiful.
Crumb together.
That's just beautiful. Like come together.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You come
together.
Crumb together.
That's beautiful. Right now.
Right.
Over some milk.
Thank
That's
you.
What they were saying.
That's what they said.
Eugene, which is also
progressive.
This is my problem with people like this. It's like, remember the idiot story of the Chinese restaurant that they opened up in South Central LA?
Yes, they
which
did.
Which, if you don't know, is a black community.
Mm-hmm.
So they opened up a fried chicken restaurant in the black neighborhood and then wouldn't let black people eat at it.
No.
We're racist.
You come, you gonna make fried chicken in a black neighborhood.
And you can say what you want, but everybody loves some fried chicken. Okay? That is not, we are not saying that. Everybody loves some fried chicken, right? If you eat meat, right? But you're not gonna let the people in the community have it? How are you gonna go to Eugene to protest against, you think it, well, to be a violent insurrectionist, really, and
right.
a terrorist, domestic terrorist, but Eugene?
That's
the wrong community for you to be having this issue. They didn't want to wear a mask, right?
No.
So they go into Crumb together, ready to cause problems,
yep.
okay? And to confront the order or owner, not to buy cookies, but to
confront. Okay? That's the operative word.
So they shot this video themselves, right?
Yeah, right.
And then of them asking the corner, repeatedly asking them to leave if they won't wear their face masks as posted at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
They argue that the owner must serve them regardless. As the woman tries to crowd them out of the shop without touching them, one of the men, Ricky, shoves her.
Yes. Prompting her to retrieve a baseball bat. And you know what?
That's my bitch.
That's my bitch.
No, not today. Not in my crumb together.
Yeah, taste this cookie.
That's it. So she gets her bat to defend herself.
Yes.
They have a violent struggle. She gets knocked to the floor. She screams for help. The struggle lasted several seconds. And then they, the people who did this, who started this, scream on their way out. You don't get to F, it's like fucking, I'm
yeah.
sure. Fucking
yeah.
assault people and run a business. Colin shouts, pointing the stolen bat at the, he took the bat from her as he leaves the shop.
Right.
But this is why they're an idiot. Besides, of course, the behavior is, it's criminal, idiotic, and actually scary and wrong.
What they
why
did.
Why are they here, Francis?
Because then they posted to a YouTube channel about anti-mask protests. Okay.
And
then took it to the police and were like, look at this. Look at her attacking us.
They took the video unedited. They didn't even edit out the fact that they started it and hit her first and put her, that she was defending herself. They flagged down. This is how sure these dumb motherfuckers are, they're right. They flagged down a Eugene cop and were like, would you look at this? What
yes.
are you going to do about it? What
yes.
are you going to do about it? You know what he did?
He arrested them.
that should be. Here's the thing about Idiot of the Week. When, like we say over and over again, do we need detectives in the police department? I am asking the question.
It is a strong question.
Because it seems like the truly stupid who commit most of the crimes in this country, they go to the police. They directly go to the police. You don't need to look for them.
You brought your own evidence.
Look at me committing a violent assault. What you gonna do, copper? And they arrested them.
See, you know what, maybe, you know, did you see me?
It made a vein pop out of your head.
It did.
You know, we should sue them for emotional damages.
Thank you. Next up, this is from Gary C. Thank you.
Okay, I want to show you the mugshot. Because you'll know, I know, you're not supposed to judge a book by its cover.
Man set home on fire by clearing cobwebs with blowtorch. Yeah.
Don't he look like the snowman's crazy meth out cousin?
Yeah. Now, first of all, we haven't done one of these stories.
In a minute.
In a long time. And we used to do them all the time.
They happen a lot, but I think that, to be honest, I think that we felt, or you felt, like maybe I was focusing too much on spiders or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But it's an active working conspiracy. The spider cabal is real. Thank you, John from Boston.
Here we go.
And I'm going to say that I objected to this story being put in Idiot from the beginning, because and we'll leave it to you. You know, you can write us at frangelzero8@gmail.com or type it up here on Facebook Live if you're watching. Look.
Okay.
We don't know what that spider cobweb looked like. It could have spelled your next human. We don't know.
We know it didn't.
Do we?
No, we don't
do
know.
Do we? Thank you. And so what he did, this man in his mother's home, he lovingly wanted to protect his mama.
Oh, Lord.
His mama. He wanted to protect his mama from the spiders organizing against her. And so he wanted to make sure they couldn't come back, and he wanted word to spread to the spider community, not this house. So he used a blowtorch. Was it a little much for the job?
Maybe. A Colorado
man. But
that might
have been that spider from Lord of the Rings.
It could have been that one. That's a scary one. A Colorado man was arrested after investigators say he set his mother's house on fire while trying to get rid of cobwebs, not even the spider.
That's where they live, Francis. No, you give your enemy no place to go, okay? You cede nothing to them. If you let your enemy have a place to recuperate, they recuperate for the next battle.
The 39-year-old man was taken into custody after the fire. He faces several charges.
To honor him?
Including first-degree arson. Not first-degree son, but first-degree arson.
You know why? That was so
that
not
was
worth
so
it.
That was so for you!
It's so
that
not worth it.
That was so for you! Did you see me? Did you see the look in my eyes?
Yeah, that's what we call overselling.
It was!
You had to sell that so hard. All I'm saying is, okay, I can hear maybe call in some professional help if it seems like that big of a job.
Okay.
But we don't know what was going down. We don't have a statement from him.
No, he's stupid. Set his mama's house on fire. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes, really all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. Next up,
man, this one's from Gary C. Man seeks divorce from wife after seeing her without makeup.
Okay, first of all.
Okay.
first of all, as a woman who wears makeup, okay, I understand this is a dicey proposal. All right? Right. There's a lot of tensions.
Right. Right.
There's a lot of
issues.
The
here.
Slight reveals that have to happen at timed moments. Okay.
Okay. Are you saying that the way that if you're somebody who wears makeup and you're involved in a relationship, that you have to start letting that person know
in layers.
In layers.
Depending
because
on how
all
much,
at once is too much.
That's right. That's right. You got to let them know in layers. Maybe it's just base.
Did you see the Frankie and Johnny where Jane Fonda does that?
No.
Where she keeps taking off stuff to show. She's like, look, no, I want you to know what you're getting into. So she like takes off the hair piece, takes off the this, takes off the that, takes down the makeup. And she does it. You know, and Jane Fonda look good. She's always look good. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
But like, and it's just like, yeah. So this is the thing though. I'm going to say for me, and my mother loves that show, Married at First Sight. I mean, loves it. Okay.
Yeah.
And I always, no matter what happens in the episode, at some point in the episode, somebody says, you know, I don't understand why we're having problems. And I don't know why everybody in the room doesn't scream, because you didn't fucking know each other before you got married. You married her before you met her.
Right.
This is continue. We've had a number of these stories recently, and they usually are in other countries.
Yeah.
But here's the problem, because they also fly. We've had a lot where people file lawsuits.
Right.
You know,
because people feel aggrieved.
But apparently, this Egyptian man is reportedly seeking a divorce from his new wife, claiming, although were they in Egypt? I'm not sure if they're actually in Egypt or if they're here in the United States or where, because it sounds like they might actually be. Yeah. But in any case,
he's claiming they got married. Yeah, yeah.
He's never seen her without her makeup.
Right. Okay. All right. But what you're saying, and I know what you're thinking, you're going, is it really that different? And they look, okay, they did two pictures of her, one with the,
Now, if you're listening, this is just encouragement for you to go watch next week, be here for this live.
Yeah.
I will say that before we even get to the sexism, the lookism, all the bullshit of isms here, she does look dramatically different.
They look related.
For sure. But it does not, if you went into the bathroom, this lady, and came out this lady, I might not know. Whoa, where's your cousin? I didn't even know your cousin was here. So, they do look very different, but this is what's fucked up. And this is the minute, any argument that starts with, I saw it on Facebook, Angela out.
Right.
I can't be with you, because if your point of evidence is Facebook,
there's no reality. Well, apparently the two met on Facebook, where the woman was always posted attractive photos of herself.
Yeah, why would you put up unattractive photos of yourself?
Because that's not what people do. That's not what people do. But even after going out with her a few times, the unnamed man still found her attractive and decided to marry her.
I don't like the way that's put.
I still found her.
Does she get to have any part in this decision?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to ask and wait for an answer?
No.
So, but of course, the problems began on the morning after the wedding night.
Oh, after he got the nook.
Which is the first time he saw his bride without makeup. And this is a quote. I was shocked, as she looks nothing like the person I met several times before marriage. This disappointed husband recently told the family court, I saw her pictures on Facebook. She looks totally different when she does not wear makeup. I was deceived and want to divorce her.
Well, you know what? It's so interesting to me how, you know, that and I've seen people, you know, the reveal, like the turn makeup, like TikToks, you know, transformations. And then men responding to women, you know, doing their makeup. And you can look. I will look completely different, really made up.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You don't. Okay. You're not like that. Yeah. Not like this.
But here's the thing. It's like, yeah, that's what makeup does.
And you liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, besides the absolute superficialness of it and the fact that we don't hear any mention of his looks at all either way and how ridiculous this is, he goes on to say, I was deceived by her. She used to apply heavy makeup before marriage, but after the wedding, I saw her real face without makeup. She looks ugly. Fuck you. And continuing, I see her when she wakes up. Her hair is messy.
Well, whose hair?
What? We supposed to have hair on call while we asleep?
But this is somebody with unnatural, you know, expectations. And what his expectation is that she goes to and puts herself in the closet like a Barbie doll, and then when he wakes up,
he gets the Barbie doll.
He gets the Barbie doll back.
I'm gonna say, this to me is worse than going through a drive-thru and expecting your food to be hot, correct, and not kill you. You need to manage your unmet bride and groom expectations. If you ain't met the man or the woman or the non-gendered person, if you haven't met them, then what you've said to me and to the world and to them is, I don't care about any of the things that meeting you would have informed me on.
No.
Like, you, how you look. Like, maybe what you believe in. Your dreams, your goals, your height.
None
your,
of that.
Any of that. What none you've said that. Is none of that is important to me because I've chosen to marry you without any of that fucking information.
Well,
you don't get to decide post-marriage that it's important.
Well, you know what I find interesting is, but in a certain way, maybe so. Because what if he's saying is, okay, I selected you based on an image that I thought, I selected you off of a picture.
Well, she can still create that image.
That's right. And she does. And I'm sure she does. But that's the craziness of today's society is this person literally, because that's the point of Facebook was, is initially when it was created.
That's right. To evaluate
women's
looks. Never forget, we playing around on dirty, bloody land.
Yeah, that's right.
And surprise that all we grow is pain.
That's, ooh, hallelujah.
That was beautiful. That was a beautiful turn of Facebook phrase.
You knocked me into the tongue.
That's right. You're gonna plant your crops in blood-soaked soil. You're going to get blood-soaked veggies.
That's right. It's true.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah, that's all right.
Next up,
this is from Gary C.
Let me tell you something, Gary C. Gary C treats this like his job.
Yes, he does.
Because he's a good American.
He is a good American. Okay, wife cheated on husband until he agreed to become swinger. You know why this is in.
It's because of Frances. Okay,
yes.
First of all, I do want it to be known for the record that this one, when she read it, literally did this. Oh, I'm going to use all these arguments.
Yeah, all these, but I started checking them all.
That's a good argument. I'm going to use that. Let me tell you, can I tell you right now? You're not going to win this.
You don't think I'm winning
this? I know you're not.
You know what? You haven't seen me be convincing enough.
Your husband hasn't farted in front of you. There's no way he's going to fuck other people in front of you or with you. There's no way.
Hilarious. Okay, but let's see. Let's see what happens.
Not Sir Thomas of the Royal British Navy.
we'll tell you the story and we'll see what happens. Okay?
It's an exclusive.
This is a quote. I cheated on hubby until he agreed to become swinger. Now our kids are happier now.
The way there's a dash between these, you know, these thoughts. I cheated on husband until he agreed to become a swinger. You know, dash. Our kids are happier now. That's a disturbing sentence for me. I don't like the way those are put so close together.
Yeah.
And I can see how you get there when you read the story, but that's a weird, I'm like,
why we gotta put the kids in the same sentence as
swinger section? So a cheating wife says she kept doing the dirty on her husband until he finally agreed to become a swinger. I believe we call that coercion.
Yeah, and wanting to keep your marriage.
Yeah, and
because
it's worse than an ultimatum, you're actually doing it.
Here's the problem. If it were a woman, we'd be upset.
Yeah, if the man was like, I'm going to keep having sex with women until you agree to have sex with other people with me.
Yeah. We'd be upset.
Right?
We'd be upset.
But somehow that's what she does. She'd been married for 16 years. They have two children. She's now an advocate for swingers and has more than 250,000 followers on TikTok. She's 38 years old. She says her relationship is now stronger than ever after the pair ramped up their sex lives. Well, they didn't really have a choice. It sounds like
he
didn't have a choice. They've lost friends because of this, they say. Some family members have tried to stage interventions. But Christina said, quote, I wasn't worried about becoming a swinger because I had cheated on my husband and I knew I could have that sexual desire for another man but not want to be with him romantically. I find this thought very intriguing. I wasn't worried it would hurt our relationship because I'd already cheated on him and still stayed with him.
Well, that's what I love. I love it. It's like, you know what? You know
I'd
what?
I'd already disrespected our vows and broken
them. I'd gone down this road.
As
so
if
I
that's the only problem,
like.
Right? The only problem is that cheating might make you leave.
Right.
It's not that the cheating was the problem.
No.
That's just something that happened.
Well, here's the thing. And this is what she said. She's saying is that the cheating is for him to get past. She wants to be in the relationship.
Well, why didn't we have this discussion when we decided to get married?
You know what? When you get to know you, you don't know when you get to know. You can't pick the time.
When you go to you?
No, you don't get to know you.
But this is the thing. They're from Michigan, which is odd to me. But they grew up in the same small town but didn't start dating until their early 20s. Now, this is where you start to go, oh, wait a minute, maybe she's not entirely whatever, but it is, I still do have a huge problem with the way that this has gone down, but she said, I am very open about having a problem with monogamy and being just with one person, and that's how our relationship started. The first night we slept together, we invited my best friend. We have been having threesomes with women our whole relationship.
Oh!
So what she was talking about was introducing men into it. And that it sounds like he wasn't enthusiastic about that. And her position was, well, I'm going to do it until you get enthusiastic.
Because I've been enthusiastic
for 17 years plus, since before we got married. So then you go, I don't think we coerce people into things, but in any case, she goes on to say, our life is so much more successful, including our health and business, and even our children are happier. It's crazy how much our lives have changed for the good.
Gonna put that.
I don't know what to say.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm all for people doing what they agree to do, what grown-ups agree to do. I'm all for having a swinging marriage if y'all swing that way. But I do have a problem where the way to get there is not by cheating.
No.
That's my only thing.
No.
That's what drives me to this story.
I'm cheating on you.
I'm going to cheat on you.
To prove that I won't leave you.
Until it isn't cheating anymore.
Right. I want to prove to you that this won't destroy our relationship because I'm going to go do it.
I'm going to go do it.
See? Did our relationship get destroyed? Many people would argue, it did.
Yeah.
You know, that there can't be, how can you trust somebody? How can you, that there's a real dynamic here of coercion, which is absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
But I just, for me, the real stupid of it, and our children are happier.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's review.
What?
Oh, all right. You guys pick who you think to right now.
We have the Oregon couple who tried to have a problem at Crumb Together.
We got the man who set the home on fire by clearing cobwebs with a blowtorch.
The hero. We have the man who's seeking a divorce for his wife after seeing her without makeup.
And we've got the wife who cheated on the husband until he agreed to become a swinger. I know who I'm going with. I'm going to go with the man who's seeking a divorce from the wife after seeing her without makeup.
Why?
Because, all right, you bought it. You broke it.
As is. That's right.
This is it.
That's right. Objects in the mirror may be closer than they
appear. This is yours.
That's a solid argument. I'm a little bit torn. I'm still offended that the blowtorch man is in here, but I'm a little torn. I think I'm tempted to go with you on this. I am tempted to go with you on this, but it is also very hard for me to enjoy. Anytime you bring your own evidence and your own criminality to the police, it's really hard for me to ignore that.
That's a hard
as an idiot judge.
That's a hard
because
one.
The judge of idiocy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they flagged down a cop. Like, they didn't even go to, like, they treated it like, we are hot in pursuit. This is a now situation. Come arrest me, officer. Look what I just did.
Yeah.
And that the guy who'd been assaulted, it sounds like, to my knowledge, hadn't contacted
the police yet. No.
If he was going to at all, they might have walked out of there and never had an arrest.
That's right.
They called the police on themselves, and their privilege and stupid had them convinced that they were the wronged party.
You know what, Angela? There was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country where if you walked into a cookie shop.
Thank you.
You were going to walk out in delight. All right?
Thank you.
That was a promise. That was an American promise.
That was an expectation. And it was always met rightly. It absolutely was. There was a time in this country, Frances.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country that when you married someone, you'd had at least a casual acquaintance with them.
A casual.
Some kind of acquaintance. So that many things, we all learn things.
That's true.
You know,
that's
maybe true. You didn't know that they like to tap their foot 17 times before they go to sleep or whatever the hell. We all got our things. But you knew them. Yeah. And you were in it for the long haul, as you said in your vows. I don't think that there was a time in this country where people didn't have to add, and if you look the same with makeup on or off. Yeah. In the vows. That doesn't make any sense. We were just fucking superficial. There was a time.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week, 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 week.
Thank you again. Send your idiots to idiotoftheweekweekweek@gmail.com. And thank you to our producer, Laura. We love you. And thanks
thank
for
you.
Watching.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.